Let's see. Right now, we are going to shift gears a little bit, and with any luck at all, we have joining us on the phone Scott Forrester. Are you there, Scott? Hello, Scott.
Hello, Maura. Are you there?
Yes, I found you. Okay. I'm a little rusty. I'm only here once a month now, so.
Brush the rust off.
Okay. So we just have a couple minutes left, but I'm real glad you could join us today.
Thank you.
Because, again, I want to thank everyone who voted for me in the recent election, and I can't wait to do your bidding at KABU. And if you have ideas about what you want to see this station become, please do contact me at my email is radiofreeireland@irishnation.com. Couldn't be simpler, and I want to hear from all of you. But particularly, I want to talk to you, Scott, today, because at the annual meeting where the election results were tallied, you were also a candidate. Sadly, you did not get in this time. Better luck next time.
Thank you.
But you did talk a little bit about something that I don't think a lot of KABU members know about, and it sure excites me, the opportunity to possibly get a station out in Pendleton, where there happened to be an awful lot of Irish people.
Sheep herders.
Yes, absolutely.
Days of old, and Pilot Rock is the actual location, and it'll be beaming towards Pendleton. And when I was on the board early this year, I was the point person for this, what in essence would be the first new radio transmitter in Portland's portfolio, or KABU's portfolio, in like the last almost 20 years since the Corvallis transmitter.
Awesome.
So I really appreciate the time today. Folks out there listening, you know, we're doing a pledge drive to raise funds for KABU. But don't forget, part of the core mission is to serve the underserved and the unserved. So that means a city that doesn't have the privilege to be able to have KABU, to go from nothing to KABU, in essence, in about 3 years is the timeline, would be literally a revolution for Pendleton.
It sure would, and how great would it be to make that kind of connection to the rural areas? You know, often Portland gets accused of being a little myopic and a little navel-gazing, and it would be so wonderful to actually have another station out there with local programming being created out there, as well as offerings from the station in Portland that they could access as well. It would be a great give and take, and I'm interested to know what where are we at, and what's the next step, and what do we all have to do to make this happen?
Well, you know, I haven't seen anything on the KABU website on this, which is part of the reason why I think we're talking, which is, you know, part of it is educating the public and listeners, both members and non-members. Here's a grand opportunity. My understanding is that according to a representative of the Prometheus Radio Project, who are really up on low-power FM, et cetera, and have been guests on KABU recently, that window in 2007, of which KABU previous board of directors applied for four radio frequencies, of which one is still pending before the FCC, that window will never happen again. And this is from Prometheus. I didn't know this, that we won't get another chance to get another transmitter just like this. We may be able to get low power transmitters along with anyone else that applies. So frankly, for us to drop the ball on this, we are apparently in competition with a religious nonprofit organization, and that religious nonprofit, last I heard, was willing to drop their application, leaving KABU the sole applicant for a financial bit of money, which the KABU board voted for $5,500 to basically be the working sum necessary to bring that new license home.
Wow, so this is a real possibility.
Well, yes, and there's also at least one person I know of that has expressed the willingness to give a $5,500 bridge loan to basically get the money in KABU's hands to secure the FCC license, and then as fundraising would occur out in Pendleton or in the rest of the KABU listening area, that those funds would then go back to pay the person who gave the loan, a loyal KABU listener.
Well, that's terrific. That's half the battle right there. Is there a website or an email or any place people can contact if they want to get more involved in this particular aspect of KABU?
Yes. They could email me at clackamas9@aol.com. That's spelled like the county. and the numeral 9, it's one word, Clackamas9@AOL.com.
All right. Well, thanks, Scott. You know, we'll keep in touch on that and definitely let people know how that's going. I'm just so excited at the opportunity to reach more ears in Oregon.
Maura, I appreciate your allowing me to come on and mention this to folks out there in KBOO land. But also, more importantly, I think we have Prison Pipeline and the Columbia River Correctional Institution. I believe there are thousands of inmates out there. And I love Prison Pipeline. And this station would reach into the interior of this massive prison near Snake River and allow for those prisoners to get a 24 hours dose of music, public affairs, and news from KBOO, and I think that's wonderful.
And I know how important it is because I myself have actually gotten letters from prisoners that listen to this station a lot, and you know, they've told me about how much they've learned from listening to KBOO. So what a wonderful resource that would be for these guys out there.
And in
perhaps
addition,
we could even get them involved in doing some programming.
Sure, and Ruth Kovacs actually testified before the KBOO Board of Directors in favor of this station. So
right.
I just hope now that folks are out there listening that they'll continue to contribute to KBOO for support and maintenance of the existing stations, but to also think that we need to serve this wonderful city of Pendleton, and maybe they'll give something back to us from the rural areas that we can learn
what's happening out there. Yeah, I'm sure that they would. No maybe about it.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Scott, listen, I'm going to let you go, but we'll keep in touch, and thanks for letting us know about these things.
Take care, and good luck on the board.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that was Scott Forrester keeping us up to date on some exciting possibilities for KBOO. And once again, I want to reiterate that I am now on the board of directors and eager to do your bidding. So please contact me anytime at my email address is radiofreeireland@irishnation.com. And I hope to hear from a lot of you, and thank all of you, especially the new members, and all of you faithful long-time listeners. I'm Maura Cullen. You've been listening to Radio Free Ireland. We'll be back again on the third Friday of November. All of you, I wish you a very happy Halloween, a Celtic New Year. And keep it tuned here for more great programming coming up. And please do contact me at radiofreeireland@irishnation.com. We're going to go out with a little bit of another fabulous local Irish traditional musician, Johnny B. Connolly. And this is from his 2001 release, recorded here in Portland, Bridgetown. There we go.